The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Parole was abolished in 1994, and Virginia's violent crime rates plummeted 50% from 1992 to 2013. The system's supporters argue that the Truth in Sentencing guidelines send offenders to prison only after they've committed heinous violent crimes or were given many chances to reform. Senator Ryan McDougal believes the new commission will water down those rules.
But what we're talking about, the system that we've put in place in Virginia, is one that works and should be the model for the country. We have 80%+ of the individuals that are incarcerated in our state system are violent felons. Think about that.
But Public Safety Secretary Brian Moran says while he has supported Truth in Sentencing, there's always room for improvement.
The purpose of this commission is not to overturn the 1994 decision to abolish parole, but rather it is to hear presentations from experts and identify evidence-based, data-driven strategies to improve our criminal justice system.
The commission's backers argue that people are being given unfair sentences for crimes and are not being allowed opportunities to make amends for them when there's no chance of parole. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.